Salutations, dear brethren. I greet you all in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is our third day in our daily devotion platform. I want to take this opportunity to welcome each and every one of you to the table of the Lord. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Shall we pray? Precious, loving, heavenly Father, in the mighty name of our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we'd like to appreciate you again to thank thee for another opportunity you've given us to come before your presence to share your precious word. Lord, you are Elohim, the strong one. You are the lily of the valleys, the rose of Sharon, and the bright and the morning star. Precious loving King, we invite your presence. We invite your spirit. Lord, sanctify these lips that are going to speak. That, Lord, I put Satan on notice not to come and pervert the words that are proceeding from my mouth, from the perversion center. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Satan, you are not permitted. And in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we invite the spirit of revelation, the spirit of inspiration, to break the bread of life to the hungry hearts of God's children, for the glory of God, for the edification of the children of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. So God bless you. Let's turn straight to the word of God, to the book of Luke, chapter 24. Verse 49, it reads, "And behold, I send a promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued the power from on high." Amen. May the Lord add the blessings to the reading of his precious word. Amen. Now, my dear brothers and sisters and fellow servants of the Lord, who are listening to me, I trust that if you have been following me from Monday, you have been blessed. And I want us to continue with this subject of power from on high. And yesterday, we left on the point that God bestows his power to his believing children. Amen. And so we are turning to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 29. It reads, "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength." You get it? "Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall." Now watch. "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint." Did you notice? In Luke today, Jesus said, "Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem." To tarry means to wait, you see. And again, we meet that same word here, verse 31. "But they that wait," you see, "upon the Lord shall renew their strength." They that tarry, you see, upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And we, in our definition, we saw that power is his strength. You see. And so, this is very enlightening. And I want you to get it, my precious brother and sister, that he gives power to the faint. Right? There is this Hebrew word, paga. What is to faint or faint? Faint. He gives power to the faint. Who are the faint? What does it mean to faint? You get it? We need to understand that well. There is this Hebrew word, paga. Paga means to become exhausted. You get it? To become what? Exhausted. And also it means to relax. And that's very instructive for us in this hour that we're living, to relax. And then there is a Greek word, ekakeo. Ekakeo means to become weak. It also means to fail in the heart or to lose heart. You get it? So when the Bible says he gives power to the faint and to them that have no might, he increases strength. So God bestows his power to the faint, to his child, to you and me, my brother and sister, because there are occasions, there are moments in this Christian journey, you see, where you face hardships, where you face difficulties. And also, don't forget, we have an enemy. That's why I told you that keep in mind that God led the prophet of the hour to talk about the power of God, the power of Satan, the power of faith. So, our enemy, he has his power, the power of Satan. You get it? And he has strategies to fight you, to fail you, to destroy you, to hinder you to walk with God. And his mission is to see that he wins the battle and you lose it. You see? But God, on the other side, wants you to be the winner and Satan be the loser. So it is a battle. We know that Christianity is not a picnic, but Christianity is a battle. We are called to the battle, and you must be prepared to fight and to understand the strategies of the enemy. You get it? Because Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 says that we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. So, Satan's mission, I don't care who you are, brother, whether you're a pastor, whether you're a minister, what a kind, a brother, a dear sister, a brother in the church, remember you are the target of the enemy. And his power is to fight you. So, you must also be sure you endued the power from on high. Because it is power against power. The power of God against the power of Satan. For you to defeat the power of Satan, you must be endued with the power from on high. And let me give you a little insight into what can cause a Christian, a genuine Christian, to faint or to reach that moment where the Bible says, until the Bible now says, he gives power to the faint. You see? So, what can make you to become exhausted? And that's a strategy of Satan to make you spiritually reach a point in your life where you become spiritually exhausted. You see? Or to fail in your heart, to lose the heart, to become weak. You see? And his strategy is to attack you in areas of frustration, you see, discouragement, disappointment. You say, Brother Charles, disappointment. Yes. Satan can make you even disappointed with God. Reach a point in your life, we are disappointed with God. He will begin to tell you, you know what? He says he loves you. But look, you pray, he does not answer your prayers. He will make you look at that there are some promises you have waited upon the Lord, but he seems to have delayed. And he will make you think that God only remembers other people. He ignores you and so forth. And so you will reach a point that you get disappointed with God and disappointed with the word of God. It's a strategy of Satan. It's a point of fainting. What the Bible says, faint. You see, if you have ever reached that moment, my brother, my sister, that's what it means. It's a battle. Satan is fighting you. He wants you to lose the victory, to lose the initiative in your walk with God. And he will fight you in areas of unbelief, doubting the word of God, doubting the promises of God that you are holding to. And Satan will tell you, no, these things cannot work. You see, it cannot work for me. It may work for others. Satan will fight you in your heart, in your mind, in your thoughts. And he will make you have lack of discernment of how he's fighting you. And if you are not careful, he will make you to surrender, to give up that battle. And you reach a point of saying, I think I'm done. And you know the areas he will come and fight you to make you to fail. He will hit your hand. He will destroy, he will seek to destroy your hand. Scripture, your hand represents your service to God. You begin to lose interest in serving God. Before you know it, he will hit your leg. He will try to cut your leg. What does that mean? Your calling, your ministry. He will try to make you, discourage you, to hinder you to fulfill the purpose of God in your calling, in your ministry, in your assignment, in the plan of God in your life. And then you begin to say, I think I'm done. This, I've come to the end of it. You see? And the Holy Spirit dealt with me that this is a strategy that Satan uses to destroy Christians, even to take them to untimely death. You see? That's how, if you reach my brother, my sister to that level, you know you're in danger. You see? And it means also that you become spiritually exhausted. So you need spiritual renewal. You need spiritual revival. For that to happen, you need to realize this. If you give up, if you continue to listen to the enemy and so forth, he is going to finish you. He is going to win that battle. And the only way out is for you to shout, is for you to make an alarm. How are you going to do that? Through prayer. You can even add a prayer of fasting. You see, add a prayer of fasting. Because why? You have become weak. You have become exhausted. You see, and your heart is failing. The third thing Satan will hit is your heart. To make your heart fail. What does that mean? Your spiritual vitality. You become weak. You become weak in prayers. You become weak in testimony. You see? You become weak in studying the word. You become weak in serving the Lord. You see? You lose heart. Yes, you are still a Christian. You go to church. You preach. Or you whatever. You are at home there. You are listening even to this daily devotion platform. But it seems like you are not getting the victory. You are not getting the breakthrough. It's a strategy of Satan. He wants to win the battle. He has a power. He's a power. He's a power. So you must also answer power with the power. And that's why it's important for you to be sure you endure the power from on high. Because the prophet has told us that Satan's power is limited. And his power is limited to death. Yes, that's the last thing Satan can do, is take you to a premature grave or kill people, take them to hell or something. But God's power is unlimited. You see? Hallelujah. That should encourage you. And the Bible says, if you endure from on high, endure the power from on high, that power in you is unlimited. You see? And then all that you need to do is to know who you are, what God has deposited in your life, and you should reach a point in your life of making an alarm. It's a cry to God, desperately. Find a place you are alone with God. A quiet place. You alone with God. You see? Somewhere. Why? Because, you see, the one faint, there's the aspect of relaxing. To relax. And this also applies to many Christians, children of God. There are times in our lives where we begin to relax. You see, we relax in prayer. We relax in studying the word of God. We begin to spend more time in your own business and business of the world and so forth. Because why? The enemy is using the aspect of distraction. He brings a lot of things to distract your attention from God. You see, and get you busy in the things of the world. And you begin to relax. You lose your focus in God. You lose your focus in the word of God. You lose your focus in the assignment that God has called you to do. You get it? You lose the focus. And that means you have relaxed. And let me say something here, that it is the same reason why we are saying many have relaxed on the issue of being a witness for Christ in soul winning. is it a relaxation? It's a form of fainting, isn't it? Because the power of God has diminished in one's life, isn't it? It's possible to lose this power. It's possible to drop it by your attitude, by your being negligent, by not having time, like if you're a minister, to create time for God in studying, in prayers, in waiting upon the Lord, so that the Holy Spirit will visit you and get you to prepare spiritual food for God's people. You see, take you to the heavenly kitchen to prepare spiritual food for God's people, that when you give them, it comes the revelation, it comes the anointing, it comes the inspiration, it comes the power of deliverance that changes the child, changes their lives, that gets them out of their chairs and raise their hands to praise to God. The weak ones that come to church. Oh, your power of testimony, witness about the love of Jesus to a friend, to a neighbor, to somebody. You see, if that's not happening, it means you have fainted, brother, sister. And the Bible says now here that God gives power to the faint. So there is hope. And I'm saying, there is hope, my brother. There is hope, my sister. There is hope, my fellow servant of the Lord. And if you're in that condition, let me prophesy by the name of Jesus that God is here. God is there with you to increase the power, to increase your anointing, to give you spiritual renewal and spiritual revival. All God needs from you, create time with him. Create that time. Spend some time. Spend some moments. You are alone with him. You see, spend that time. Get out of the noise of the world and so forth. And be alone with God. Even daytime or nighttime. Get that time. Be with him. And cry unto him. Make an alarm to him. Share with your friends what you are going through. And when you do that, they join in the prayers of intercession. I'm telling you, there is a grace of God that will lift you, my brother. That will lift you, my sister. And to help you to overcome your frustration. Overcome your disappointment. Overcome your discouragement. Overcome your giving up. Overcome your desire to surrender. That battle is sickness, disease, poverty, whatever it is. Whatever challenge you are facing, hardship and so forth. In your family, in your life, in your children, in your ministry, in the church. Just get time with God, brother. And you'll see, the Bible says that when the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift a standard against him. So spend time with God. He has, if you get that moment, he is ready to renew your faith and give you the power of faith. So three things. This is the power of God, power of Satan, power of faith. But the power of faith, faith is the victory, the Bible says, that overcomes the world. And for you to get that faith, you need to be in the presence of God so that he endues you with the power of faith. Fresh revelation, fresh inspiration, fresh anointing, encounters with the Lord Jesus. Because my time is up. So let us pray. Precious loving Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray that Father may this humble broken word be a blessing to my dear brothers and sisters, fellow servants of the Lord who have taken time to listen to this humble sharing. Grant it to dear Savior. May, Lord, the power of anointing and blessing and deliverance be upon my brother and sister who has fainted. May you, O God, bless them this moment. Let there be a power of God shagging to their lives and give them spiritual revival and spiritual renewal to walk again with you, to serve you, to serve the kingdom of God, and to serve his people, and to defeat Satan, and to vow before the Lord that they are not called to be losers, they are called to be winners. Thank you, Father, by the power from on high. In Jesus' mighty name I pray.